best practices for building relationships and making sales. How successful you are when you message someone on a social messaging app will come down partly to how you conduct yourself and your communication skills. Keep in mind that you are messaging someone through a platform that is ostensibly meant for friends and family, and that they may take offense at this. This is a delicate line to walk then, and you need to be careful about how you phrase your messages in order to get the best response. Use their name and be personal. A lot of bulk email services and programs will allow you to insert the name of the person you're emailing, which, of course, will help them to spot the message in their inbox. We have been conditioned to look for our name in blocks of text, and so this is a good way to make your message stand out initially. Don't overdo this one, though. It has been used a lot, and so it's actually starting to be seen as a sign that a message is a piece of marketing. "Hey, John," is a subject line that John has seen too often, so use it subtly and creatively. Using their title or mentioning something about them like the website they own can be more effective, for instance. The same goes for your social messaging. Try to refer to the individual by name to demonstrate that you are not just sending out large amounts of spam content without giving any thought to who is on the receiving end. Another tip in this same vein is to try and do your research where possible. If someone messages you on Facebook through your page, you can view their profile in order to get an idea of who they are and what their interests might be. Involve them. Using the recipient's name or details is one way to make them feel involved and make them assume that the message is actually relevant to them. There are other ways to involve them, though, too, and all of these can be equally as powerful, if not more so. One method, for instance, is to ask for advice. If your message says something like, "Could you please help me come up with some ideas?" then you'll find you get a surprising number of readers. People love being asked for help or advice. We're all narcissists deep down. But more to the point, this is the kind of strategy that we're not used to seeing from businesses, and that makes it pique our interest more. Be honest. Another strategy is just to be honest, but to set yourself apart. People are pretty savvy and desensitized these days when it comes to things like email marketing or social messaging. So rather than trying to get in under their radar, why not just say, "I have something great to offer, and I think you should take a look. It's refreshing, it's honest." And when they do click on the link to open it, they're going to be much more open to whatever you're selling than they would be if they felt they had been tricked. Likewise, when someone signs up to your messenger, make sure they do so under no false pretenses. You intend on selling to them, then say that. Cold sales. Every now and then, you might decide you want to try messaging a potential lead cold. That means that they have not given you any explicit or implicit permission to message, and you are not in any way continuing a conversation or answering something they sent. When doing this, it is still important to ensure that you have permission to contact the individual and that they are genuinely engaged and interested in your brand. It's also important to keep your message short, brief, and to the point. Start with a phrase like, "As a loyal customer," or "Thank you for liking our page." This can help to get the conversation off on the right foot and can help to explain away the message out of the blue a little. You should still keep your messages extremely short and should aim to ask one question in them. This way, you will get them to engage. That question should be something interesting, and it should be something that they can answer quickly with a yes or no answer. Interestingly, you may have more luck if you try to get them to answer no rather than yes. This is because we are asked to say yes to marketing messages too often and have become desensitized. Answering no feels different and makes us sit up and take notice. For example, asking, "Can you spare a moment?" is less likely to be successful than asking, "Are you busy right now?"